As 2025 came to a close, Canada's Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the CMHC, released their annual rental market report. It showed that 2025 was a year of steeper rents for tenants despite rising vacancy rates in Montreal and across Quebec. Over the last year, housing and rental costs continued to skyrocket in the province, even as supply increased by 2.9% here in Montreal. In that time, there has been an average rent increase across the province of 10.1%. The CMHC report states that the average monthly rent in Quebec is now $1,232. With me now is Catherine Lussier, the coordinator of the Housing and Tenants Association Coalition, FRAPU. Thanks for joining me. Would you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about FRAPU for our listeners?
Okay, so my name is Catherine Lussier. I'm the coordinator at FRAPRU. The FRAPRU, it's a national coalition of mostly tenants association and a housing committee, and we're mostly working for the right to housing and the promotion of social housing.
What have been some of your central issues in this last year, in 2025? What were the things that FRAPU saw come up the most and your campaigns that you were most focused on?
Obviously, on our side, we work a lot on the social housing, so the investment needed and the support that the groups need to be able to get out of the ground social housing that is necessary to answer, like, specifically the people that are, like, kind of cannot afford the market prices or that are discriminated from the market. So we work mostly on this, and we obviously see all the issues, right, that tenants are facing, that is discrimination, high price rent, eviction repossessing of dwellings. So we see also all those issues that tenants are fighting against, but that also cost a lot. And then we also see, obviously, the prices increasing, this idea of, like, housing becoming not just already a good, but also becoming an asset in the financial world that, you know, brings more, we want more rentability coming from housing. And that's also an issue because we can see the prices also going up on that way, though. So we see all those issues, but obviously we're working more, like, we need investment for developing social housing, removing housing from the market. And that's the way we're going to be able to answer to the right to housing of people, is, like, by not having the logic of the market applied for housing.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the logic of the market. At the end of 2025, in December, there was a report from the from Canada's Mortgage and Housing Corporation, and this report showed a few concerning things. One of them is that in Quebec, in the province, renters are paying over 62% more for housing than they were in 2018. Tell me about that and why that's concerning for FRAPU, and tell me a little bit about the context here.
Obviously, it's really concerning at the how rapidly, how quickly the rent, I mean, the increase of the rent, especially when you look of, like, how the increase has been for salaries, right? It doesn't really, really follow one of the other ones. So we have something that will cost more and more that also play a role on the inflation. So because we have housing increasing faster and faster, inflation also had been rising some peaks. And definitely for a lot of, like, especially tenants at low income, modest income, housing is their one of their main source of expenses. And then there is more and more people paying 50% and obviously even 80% of their income just for paying their rent. It's definitely concerning because we can see the limits of the payment of people at the limits of, like, not the capacity of paying. So we've seen also the increase of homelessness, and not just in Montreal, but in different region of Quebec, where this phenomenon was not as present that it is right now. So we see the increase of homelessness, encampment, which is pretty concerning, of in our incapacity of answering those basic needs. And meanwhile, we're seeing more and more new housing being developed, but at prices that no one can pay, or the people that really need housing cannot afford. So we also have this logic of like, we are going to build more, and then this is going to be going and putting the prices down. But what we've seen, and I think some of the data of the last report show it, is even if you increase the vacancy rates or the amount of housing available on the market, the prices continue to rise up. So this logic cannot be applied if you develop only apartments that are actually really really expensive also.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. The vacancy rate has increased in 2026, and typically, typical economic wisdom says that that's usually a good thing for renters, for the renter side of things, that when vacancy rate increases. But you mentioned there that the issue is it's the type of units that are vacant. Could you elaborate a little bit more on this?
Yeah, definitely. We can see that in the last years, we've seen, if you see the difference between occupied to unoccupied prices of the rent, you can see difference up to $500 differences. And in Montreal, I think it goes up to $1,600 a month for something that is unoccupied, and something occupied is one, and maybe it's more for Ville-Marie, around 1,000 something. But you can see really, really a big huge difference what is available in the market right now and what is basically occupied by a tenant. And this is really an issue because what we have been built is obviously apartments that are expensive. At prices, you know, $1,500, $2,000, that are basically not what the people need truly, especially people with low income, modest income. And we can speak about workers with minimum salary, right? That cannot afford those rent also. And we can see in certain neighborhood also where they have need more development, like if we're thinking about the east of Montreal. The rent have increased of 43% in 1 year only, and 80% in since 2018, since the CAQ arrived at the government. It's pretty concerning to see that what we're building doesn't answer the need of the people that are on the ground and are really fighting for staying in their apartment, fighting for finding something that they can afford and that they will not have to cut on health care, that will not have to cut for services for children, food. We can see the increase in the food banks also in the last years. Definitely, it's a real situation where the government is pushing the narrative that is not happening on the ground.
This ties into Frappu's sort of overall approach to this report, which is that it's not just a housing crisis, it's a affordability crisis. And you mentioned there the CAQ government, you mentioned the provincial government, and there's so many different levels. Let's talk about what you view as the solutions going forward. I mean, what kind of advocacy are you hoping to work on in 2026 in order to encourage more affordability for people in Quebec and across the country?
I think I mentioned it earlier, for us is passing by removing housing from the logic of the market. So building more social housing. We definitely need in Quebec a plan over many years. So we're saying at least over 5 years of development of social housing to give previsibility for developers, to give previsibility to communities to build. Like, we need student housing, we need housing for elderly, we need housing for family, but communities know what they need in the ground, and then they need to have the previsibility and the financement to be able to develop those projects. And we haven't given them that since many years already. We haven't seen a government investing enough in social housing for developing what we need on the ground. So for us, a part of a big solution passed by social housing, by remove, that could be like new construction, but it could be also removing apartment buildings that are still affordable from the market, keeping tenants with maybe lower rent in that way, protecting tenants against evictions, Reno evictions. So for us, a big part of is passing by there. And we need government that are ready to put a priority for social housing. In the meanwhile, we've seen that rent control is more than ever necessary. because we can see how fast the rent increase is when tenants are moving, for example, between two tenants, how landlord are abusing of the possibility of increasing the rent, even if it's illegal. And obviously, we've seen, and the report is also mentioning it, how in the last 2 years, the rent increase that was actually legally mentioned by the court has played a role in increasing the rents faster because it was last year, 5.9% increase was one of the highest in the last 4 years. That's play a role also, and that's why we need a rent control that, have limits of these increase definitely and protects better tenants.
All right, so tackling unaffordability, rent control, and more non-market housing seem to be the central focuses going into 2026. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak with me and to chat with Campus Radio, and I'll reach out if there's future questions.
Don't hesitate. If you need also certain data, we have some, so I will be happy to provide them to you.
On the subject of rent increases, with this new year comes a new rent increase formula from the province. This formula was first proposed back in April of last year. It came into effect the 1st of January, 2026. This updated formula is meant to simplify the calculation of rent increases used by landlords, according to Quebec's official gazette. The former rent formula used 13 variables. The new formula now uses just 4 and ties rent closely with the consumer price index. However, many tenants' rights groups are concerned about this new formula and believe it ties rent too closely to the market to keep rents affordable and predictable. Steve Baird from the RECLAC, the coalition of tenants' rights groups across Quebec, is providing his perspective here on the new formula.
This year, the government of Quebec, they made some changes to the formula. It's not really good news, unfortunately, but it isn't as bad as last year either, because last year and the year before were exceptionally high in terms of the way that inflation was taken into account. So it'll be a bit less bad than last year in terms of what kind of a rent increase landlords can justify. It's a little bit simpler to make the calculation, but unfortunately, if they've done work on the building or in the apartment, they're going to be able to justify an even bigger increase from the work that was done. Basically, we still recommend that people normally contact a housing committee if they want to see what kind of rent increase could the landlord get if they ask for the tribunal to justify it. In most cases, in the very large majority of cases, it's a good idea for tenants to refuse the rent increase if they think it's too high or it's fairly high. And then very few landlords will actually go as far as going to the tribunal. But it's good to know what happens if ever they do. But often refusing a rent increase and doing the calculation, knowing basically what they could potentially get, it puts the tenants in a better position to negotiate with the landlord if they choose to negotiate, or maybe even to be able to refuse and just not have a rent increase this year, which happens also pretty often.
For Baird and the RECLAC, it is important for all sides of a rent increase negotiation to have access to the same tools and legal information. 2025 saw record high recommended rent increases from Quebec's Rent Tribunal. Baird says he does not think the new formula will necessarily curb rents down this year.
Last year and the year before were particularly bad, and so compared to the last couple of years, it's maybe not it's not that much worse, basically. But we organized that petition at the RECLAC that you mentioned, because in the medium long term, this is mostly the CAC making it easier for landlords to justify even bigger increases. That's basically mostly what's happening. The calculation is a little bit simpler, but it's still a bit complex to explain. I don't know if we should try to explain it right now live, because it'll be hard probably to understand all the nuances and everything. But mostly they're allowing landlords to make even bigger increases. And then the inflation that's caused by housing, because part of inflation is inflation because of housing prices going up, is going to be used used to justify there being more inflation carried over to the next year and more rent increases the next year. So it's like this cycle that feeds itself.
With the new rent increase formula and Montreal's municipal administration still in its first months, we will see what rental and housing trends 2026 has to offer in the city. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.